Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Kendra Justine. I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. Tonight we're talking about vibrations, okay? This episode is called Vibrate Higher, 30 Days to Success. Now, I know I haven't done one of these in about a week, but best believe I'm still on the challenge, okay? I actually ended up taking my daughter to Disneyland in L.A. for her first birthday. So that's where I was last week for my little princess's birthday. And if you hear weird noises, that's because I got her with me right now. But, you know, just for a quick recap, anybody who hasn't joined the challenge or you don't know what I'm talking about, 30 Days to Success, please check out the site. Go to KendraJustine.com/thinkrich. That's a new blog that I've just created, and it's completely dedicated to thinking and growing rich, 30 days to success, abundance, gratitude, joy, all of those good things that we search for on a daily basis, okay? So just to recap, for me, I want to say the challenge has been working. My very first big manifestation, because I've had a lot of other manifestations even previous to now, but we're just talking about while I've been on this 30 Days to Success challenge, okay? The biggest manifestation that I had was Disneyland, okay? Because you're talking about plane tickets, airfare, you know, where you're going to stay, food, tickets, rent a car, you know? So it's like, where was I going to get? How was I going to make it happen? I had no idea. But to make a long story short, the universe definitely made a way. So that's where I just came from. Princess had a blast, y'all. So the only reason I'm even sharing that story, okay, is because this is real. And we speak things into existence, okay? So that's what tonight is about. Vibrate higher. How do you vibrate higher, Kendra? How do you do that? Like, what is vibrations in the first place? Well, what I'll do is just compare vibrations to radio stations, okay? So you have different radio stations. Some stations have weaker signals than others. The stations with the strong signals even take over weaker signals nearby. You see what I'm saying? So when we're talking about vibrations, that's what we're talking about for you. Everybody, everything in this universe, first of all, is vibrational, even solid. That's not really, any solid you see is actually not solid. And this is even what they talk about in science, okay, is actually everything is fluid, but it's vibrating at a rate that keeps it solid. You see what I'm saying? Now, that's the same for humans. Each human, all of us, even animals, we all have vibrations. We have energy that we emit. Why do you think that you continue to go through the same circumstances? You end up in relationships, you think it's all good at the beginning, then you end up dating the same kind of person over and over again. You get a job, you think it's going to be a better job, and then you end up into the same situation, the same issue you had with the last job with the new job. That's because vibration. That's because you attract what you are, and there is no way around it. This 30 Days of Success has really changed my life because what this challenge is about is taking control of what you focus on. That's all. It's about tuning into who you are, tuning into your emotions, understanding that emotions are only energy in motion. So if you're not feeling good emotions, that means that you're probably out of tune with your natural frequency, which your highest frequency, your purest frequency, is source energy. And that's when you're tapped into source energy, you're also tapped into all ideas that come from that source that are tailored perfectly for you. So that's what the law of attraction is about. When I first found out about the law of attraction, y'all, years ago, I was, you know, a teenager. I thought it meant like, oh, let me just picture myself in a Mercedes. Let me picture myself, you know, on islands and stuff like that. Let me look in travel magazine. I used to collect all the travel magazines and just look at different places that I wanted to go. And that was cool. You know, it was definitely gratifying for me at that point. But that was years ago. And now that I've done business, I've tried several different ways to make money, several different ways. You know, I had it written on my wall, y'all, that I wanted to have $1 million in my Bank of America account by the age of 25, okay? So I've been working this thing completely, but it was just something that was always missing, right? Well, as life teaches, you know, and as I've learned, I've had several different teachers, you know, some that I met personally, some that's just over YouTube or whatever. Social media really changes things. But what I've learned is when you control your vibrations, you can truly have heaven on earth. A lot of the suffering that we go through, a lot of the things that we relive is because we continue to relive it in our minds. I started my photography company 2010, y'all. Look, I didn't even know. This is real talk. And anybody who views knows my work, I got respect in my city as a photographer. You know, that's what I do. Check out the site, angelsperfect.com. Perfect is spelled P-E-R-F-E-K-T, just to check out the work. But to give you a brief overview, y'all, I started my company about 5 years ago, 2010, 2009. I think I actually incorporated in 2010. And I bought my camera. I didn't have no clue what to buy. I just went and asked them what was a good camera. She said a Sony A33. That's what I bought. You know, I didn't know about Canon, Nikon, none of that. At least not in detail. Okay. So I got that started. I just went for my first photo shoot. I met a photographer at the store. So he ended up being my first, you know, person that I wanted to shoot. So I shot him. I was nervous, you know. Photography, you're getting out there talking to people. I used to view myself as kind of shy, so for me that was a big step, okay? Shooting on automatic, I didn't know anything about a camera. Got my lights for the studio, same thing. Put on the lights. Sometimes the pictures come out perfect, sometimes a little bit too dark. I was just doing my thing. Fast forward, I'm like one of the pro photographer, you know, in many people's eyes, including my own, may I say. But my whole point in saying that is, you know, you had to get out there. I didn't really become a photographer and start until I started calling myself a photographer. First, I was saying, oh, I can't wait to become a professional photographer. I can't wait to be a photographer. Then I started calling myself a professional photographer. Then I started finding myself in schools, doing school photography, daycare photography, you name it. Portfolio development is really what I specialize in. Family photography, maternity, boudoir, all kinds of photography after I started calling myself a photographer. So to make a long story short, I spoke it into existence before I started to get the respect as a photographer, before I started to get the real better paying opportunities as a photographer, before people started coming to me asking me, how do I start my own photography company? How did you do that? You see, I spoke that into existence. So that's what everything is about. We're talking about vibrating higher. You have to be conscious of what you're thinking about every single day. The best way to start your day off on the right foot, follow the plan. Check out that episode if you have not seen it. It's called The Plan, 30 Days to Success. Make sure you get your mind right before you have contact with anybody. I mean, before you get on Facebook, before you get on Instagram, anything that could, you know, sway your emotions, I want you to stick to the plan, all right? Have your affirmations. Have who you are. You shouldn't be looking at these things and reciting these things every day. If you have something that you do, you know, I have certain books that I like to read, and that gets me on the right, you know, the right foot. So that's what this is about. Since I've been on the challenge, I can honestly say I officially started it July 1st. I remember saying it was the beginning of the month. Now we're on the 28th. Now, that's about 28 days, and I was doing it prior to this, but I just officially started marking days July 1st. And when I tell you the person that I was at the beginning of this challenge and the person that I am now, completely different. You know, I'm now aware of how much I used to think about my problems. Like, I used to think about my problems more than anything else. And what you focus on grows. So the more I think about my problems, the more I get those same kind of problems and even new problems. But now, I don't focus on the problems. I focus on the solutions. But before you can get from such a low point to a higher point, you have to change your vibrations. Okay? So it's, you know, of course, since I've been on the challenge, it's easy for me to speak from a high place, from a higher consciousness, you see, from a higher energy level. But for somebody who's just down and out, hate life, I don't know what to do, I hate waking up, I can't sleep. You see what I'm saying? If you're there, it's just going to take a little time. If you have to be mad, get mad. That's better than depression. Whatever you got to do to slowly get yourself up and up, that's what you do. And when you finally get a peace of mind, if you just focus on something, you know, for 17 seconds, okay, your whole vibration starts to change immediately. Then if you get it to 64 seconds, a little bit over a minute, you're thinking a good thought, another thought like it is going to come. It doesn't mean it's going to be the same exact thought or the same exact subject, but it'll be on that same energy level. And so now that's what I'm starting to realize, like, man, like, the way that I think is completely different. I don't even deal with people, honestly. People who, you know, just have low energy, people who are complaining or arguing or telling me something about somebody else, I can't be around that. You see what I'm saying? I used to think that, oh, well, if I hang around this depressed person and maybe try to relate to her and tell her all my depressing stories, maybe to bring her out of depression. No, that pulled me into depression with the person I was trying to help. So you can't help a person from the same place. If you want to get in the sky and you're driving in a car, if I'm in a car with you, I can't help you get to the sky. But if I'm in an airplane, I could throw you a rope and pull you up if you're willing to go ahead and jump on it. You see what I'm saying? So it's all about being a conscious co-creator. I have gratitude rocks, okay? I have one gratitude rock that I use. I have abundance written on it. It's a blue rock. Every single time I touch it, okay, and it's many times throughout the day, you could put it in your pocket. Ladies, you could put it in your purse, put it in your car, wherever you are. And every time you see or touch this rock, especially when you touch it, you have to say three things that you're grateful for. Do you know the difference that gratitude makes? The more that you have that you appreciate, the more things that you attract to yourself to appreciate. A lot of times, most people complain. Since I've been on this challenge, I'm more cognizant and aware of the people that are around me. So I listen to people. I see first, like, okay, this person's in a bad mood. This person has a grouchy energy. Let me see how they talk. Then you talk to them, and they're complaining. This happened. I saw this person did this, and everything that they're observing in their life is something to complain about. And they keep attracting those same types of experiences. And I'm like, wow, this is, you know, just knowing this information, y'all. This is so simple. I hope that y'all don't miss it. It's really that simple. A man is what he thinks about. Jay-Z, I saw him. I have 2 minutes, y'all. You know, I'm trying to close out. Jay-Z, I saw him, I think, you know, on Oprah, one of Oprah's shows. Where it was just him speaking. Okay, Mama. Where it was him speaking for an hour. And he said, all of this stuff is hitting me now. He said before he was anything, when they was just a rinky-dink record label, he walked up into these radio stations like they was a multi-million-dollar company. He said when they was just a rinky, let me repeat, when they was just a rinky-dink, just a thought kind of, you know, maybe a little bit of work, maybe they had an LLC, whatever, maybe not. They went up in these radio stations like they were multi-millionaires. Okay. So it's no question why the brother is to where he's at. So we just have to really start being aware of what we think of. If you're thinking of something and it's not making you feel good, think about something else. If you let's stick with money. If you have money problems and you're like, man, I don't have enough money in my bank account. How can I make money? How can I make money? You're basically telling the universe you don't have money, you don't have money, you don't have money. So let's not focus on money. So let's say that's a weak area. Focus on something else. Focus on something that makes you feel good. So let's say you're like, okay, I can't stand money, but I love to write rhymes. You know what I'm saying? I love this. I love music, whatever. So focus on that. Like, okay, let me write a rhyme. You know, now you're in the groove of doing that. That's making you feel good. Now in doing what you love to do, your vibration increases because now you're happy. Now you feel good. Now you're not thinking about the things that you don't feel good about. You just turn the other way. If I tell you not to think about a red elephant, you're going to think about a red elephant. So that's why don't think about what's giving you problems. Don't think about that. Just shift your focus to something else, okay? 18 seconds, y'all. I really wanted to take a call. I appreciate you for tuning in. You can hit me up on Facebook, Kendra Justine, the goddess, okay? Check out the site coming soon, kendrajustine.com/thinkrich. All right? Think and grow rich. I love y'all. Peace.